The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I have successfully steered clear of politics the entire program. But this story we have to discuss at least briefly. And it's just an illustration of how absolutely unhinged the far left is. Totally unhinged, absolutely out of touch with reality. Listen to this headline. Duke professor compares destructive Trump to Hitler, Stalin, and Mao Zedong, during a CNN interview. This guy's from Duke, and he's a psychiatry professor. Before I get into this article, let me say something that I can't prove because I could probably never find the article again. But years ago, this has been at least 20 years ago, I was in a doctor's office. And before cell phones where you could, spend all your time in the waiting room looking at your cell phone and Facebook and all that stuff. And, when they actually had magazines, those paper things, some of you may remember those, magazines. And it was a copy of Psychiatry Today. I thought, well, interesting. I don't often read Psychiatry Today. But it was a research article on why psychiatrists choose that profession. Now, this may not be true today. It was over 20 years ago. But in the lengthy article, doing research and quizzing psychiatrists around the country, why did you choose psychiatry? It was over 50%. I don't remember the exact percentage, but it was over 50%. Of all of the psychiatrists interviewed went into psychiatry because they hoped that by going into the field, it would help their own psychiatric problems. Now, I'm not making fun. I'm just stating what the article said. Now, again, that was a long time ago. Over half of all psychiatrists way back then chose the field because they were experiencing some pretty serious psychiatric issues themselves, and they hoped that by going into the field, they could help themselves. Well, let me just read the article. Duke University psychiatry professor Alan Francis has claimed President Trump may be responsible for millions of deaths, and he's more destructive than Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, and Joseph Stalin. He said this on CNN's Reliable Sources yesterday. Here is a part of what he said. Quote, Trump is as destructive a person in this century as Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were in the last century. He may be responsible for many more million deaths than they were. He needs to be contained, but he needs to be contained by attacking his policies, not his person. Then he went on. Lumping the mentally ill with Trump is a terrible insult to the mentally ill, and they have enough problems. He wasn't finished. Calling Trump crazy hides the fact that we're crazy for having elected him, and even crazier for allowing his crazy policies to persist. He's on CNN, reliable sources. He says that Donald Trump is worse than Hitler, Mao Zedong, and Stalin. Now, Mao Zedong, it is estimated that he probably was responsible for somewhere between 20 to 40 million people. Adolf Hitler, over 6 million. Joseph Stalin, it is estimated, 20 to 30 million people. So you put those together, Hitler, Mao Zedong, and Joseph Stalin, you have probably more than 100 million innocent people dead. And this professor of psychiatry at Duke goes on CNN and says, unchallenged, Trump is probably worse and probably will be responsible for more millions of people dead than those three horrific dictators. Now, the host, Brian Stelter, said nothing. Didn't say anything. Said nothing. Didn't challenge him at all. Well, there was huge backlash last night. How could he sit there and say that, even if you hate Trump? How in the world can you possibly allow that to go unchallenged on your TV program? And this morning, Brian Stelter said, quote, I agree that I should have interrupted after that line. I wish I had heard him say it, but I was distracted by technical difficulties. That's why the show opened didn't look the way it normally does. I had two computers at the table. Not hearing the comment is my fault. Technical problems. I didn't hear it. This is how unhinged the left has become. I don't care if you don't like Trump at all. Responsible for millions of deaths? Are you serious? Oh, my goodness. By the way, love him, hate him, or somewhere in between, he is turning out to be the most pro-life president in American history. You can't argue with the policy. He is becoming the most pro-life president in American history. If he appoints one more Supreme Court justice, it is very possible that Roe v. Wade could be overturned. And if that were the case, in time, millions of innocent babies could be saved. I don't expect the mainstream media to deal with that at all. All right, let's go to the phones before the break. And I've got Jim in Upper Arlington. Hey, Jim, welcome. How are you today?
Hey, Pastor Bob. I just thought of something amusing about that experience that you just reported on. And the article from a long time ago, back when they were making magazines, and how they go into that field to help them with their own issues.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not working.
Well, no, it's not. And it's interesting, and I wish, Jim, and who knows who will believe me on this, I wish I would have grabbed that article and stolen it from the doctor's office. No, I would have asked. In the very same article, in the very same edition of Psychiatry Today, and again, it was a long time ago, talked about, they did a survey of people with serious psychiatric disorders who sought treatment with a psychiatrist. And they discovered that Of those who sought psychiatric treatment, 50% were truly helped in psychiatric treatment. Of those who did not seek treatment, 50% improved.
I'm going to think that the reference librarians at the Westerville Library could do that research for you and get to that article.
That would be fascinating. I'll have to try to do that. It was just rich. All right, Jim, thanks. I appreciate it. All right, have a good evening. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to deal with Al. Who knows what Al is going to say? That'll give me a few minutes to prepare for Al from Westerville. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. Stay tuned.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Getting ready to wrap things up, get in the car and head home, but we can't do that. We can't pull the curtain close. We can't turn out the lights until we go to Al in Westerville. Al, how are you today?
Well, it's wet in Westerville, Bob. So when you drive on home back to the homeland, be careful because it's wet and it's the rush hour and people are rushing and not paying attention.
Well, and I gotta go down to Lazelle.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, yeah, good grief is right. I don't know when that's going to be fixed. It's going to be like 2084 before they get Lazelle fixed.
Oh, I know. It's just like I go past it every day, when I'm here, and I say to myself, why? But at least, you know, I think of Route 23 and 270, the tunnel. Talk about a confusing thing. And then we have
Big Dig. I remember that.
Then we have traffic circles. You know, I grew up in the New York, New Jersey area, and they ripped up all the traffic circles because they caused auto accidents.
I like the traffic circles. I do, except when you're going backwards. My first experience of a traffic signal was in England and Scotland. I was there with a friend of mine. He was doing a documentary. He was getting up in years. He was already there. He picks me up at the airport. We come out of the airport, and he says, "You drive." I said, "What? I've never driven on the other side of the road." He says, "You drive." I said, "Okay." So I'm driving. And the only thing worse than a roundabout is going around the wrong way on a roundabout on the other side of the road. It is amazing we got out of there without me killing both of us. But anyway, I kind of like the roundabouts.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, we have this person, this professor, this PhD, I don't have a PhD, I just have master's degrees from prestigious universities, one of them being Georgetown. So I guess that makes me an egghead or something like that.
I don't even have a master's degree, Al. I am Mr. Joe Average.
Joe Average. Oh, well, at least they listen to you on the radio sometimes.
Well, a few. But, you and my wife.
Yeah. But here you have... comparing Stalin, let's see, we had Hitler, Mao Zedong. Was there another one he was comparing?
No, he limited it to the three bad ones, yeah.
Okay, so we have Mao Zedong, who's responsible for the murder of millions of his own people, millions of people in Southeast Asia. We have Joseph Stalin, who virtually tried to wipe out the people of the Ukraine during the Great Soviet Famine, in the 20s and the 30s, along with sending people to the gulag. And then we have good old Mr. Schekelgruber. Yes, Adolf Hitler. His name was Schekelgruber. Could you imagine?
I didn't know that.
Kyle Schekelgruber?
I didn't know that.
It doesn't work. And him and his ilk murdered millions also. Now, I'd like to know, okay, Donald Trump is what I grew up in New York. I actually met Donald Trump once. This is way back in the 1980s. My Uncle Lou was treasurer of the Transit Authority Union, and I was at a fair that was being held by Ed Koch. I actually knew Ed Koch before he died, and Ed Koch introduced me to Donald Trump because I was there in uniform the whole bit. And so I actually met the man once. Other than that, don't know anything. But comparing a real estate developer from New York who has he's like so many other businessmen that I saw in New York. They'll beat their chest, they'll carry on, they'll yell and scream, but they'll also bend over backwards to help you. And what I've heard from friends of mine back in New York who are involved in Christian ministry, the reason I believe he changed to pro-life, he was for years just ambivalence, like it's a woman's thing. But what made him change his mind is his current wife. His current wife, Melania Trump, is fervently pro-life. And I think somewhere, somehow, someone got through to him. And I've talked with Bill Keening, a friend of mine. He says, I forget the gentleman's name, but he has a ministry to those in Congress and in the government, and actually has met with Trump, and he believes Trump is a Christian.
Well, James Dobson believes that he has been converted since he came into the White House. Robert Jeffress is convinced that he is a born-again believer, but I think he's very immature. I think he's a very young Christian. If he is born again, I think he's very young, very immature, and at times very carnal, because I don't think he has grown spiritually. But this thing of comparing him to some of the worst butchers in history on CNN and then not being challenged, there are nut jobs out there on the left like this psychiatry professor, Alan Francis. But for him to go unchallenged on CNN is unconscionable. Oh. It is absolutely unconscionable to have that kind of extremism. And then, you know, he said, well, you know, we got to attack his policies, but not his person. But that kind of outrageous talk could easily lead to someone who is unhinged trying to harm the president, thinking, I got to save the world from this mentally ill man.
And I know. That's crazy. I have a very good personal friend.
Well, and you're going to have to save it, Alan, because we're out of time. All right. I'm sorry. Call back again.
All right. Have a good evening.
All right, folks. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Thank you for joining me. But please, wherever you go, whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.